You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast. We've had an amazing week over here at the show. Yesterday, we had the crossover show with your boy Q, previewing the Raiders matchup for Monday Night Football. And then on Tuesday, we had, obviously, Will Parks keeping it Will once again. Monday, we had our post-game kind of recap, the further, deeper details behind the Browns game. And today's episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast is brought to you by our friends at DraftKings and Action Heat Clothing. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst covering the National Football League and the Denver Broncos. You can shoot me a follow on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL.
And I'm Cameron Parker. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cameron Parker PO. We got an exciting show for you. There was a few Broncos players that got headed to the Pro Bowl. We all certainly have our takes and everything of what we feel overall about the Pro Bowl with the fan voting and everything. But one thing that they did get right, Cody, Philip Lindsay is headed to the Pro Bowl. Now, granted, I mean, Von Miller's going to the Pro Bowl too, so I mean, they got it right there. But as far as of all the Broncos players, that was the most deserving. It was undoubtedly Philip Lindsay, maybe the biggest story of the NFL.
Yeah, it certainly was, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about on today's episode of Locked On Broncos, segment number one. We're going to discuss the Pro Bowl selections, Von Miller, Philip Lindsay, all going to the Pro Bowl. This will be seventh selection overall for Von Miller and Philip Lindsay's first of hopefully many. We talk about that, the impact, the reaction, obviously some of the guys that are listed as alternates, maybe a little bit of action about who got snubbed. And then in segment number two, I think it's important that we spend some time to talk about Bradley Roby's future in Denver. We're going to also launch a poll question over at Locked On Broncos at the Twitter handle regarding this. And we have a pretty interesting segment there that we're going to talk about regarding Bradley Roby and his future in the National Football League and for the Denver Broncos. And segment number three, we're going to take a little bit of a back and forth kind of approach here on who we believe, both Cameron and myself, who we believe needs to emerge on offense and defense in Monday's matchup against the Oakland Raiders. So let's waste no time. Let's pull no punches. We're going to get it going right here at Locked On Broncos. So Philip Lindsay, Von Miller, both Broncos selections announced to the Pro Bowl yesterday. This is huge news. Now, a lot of people have frustrations with the way that the Pro Bowl is. I do myself. I don't believe, and trust me, I love fans of the NFL. I don't believe that fans should have a say in voting because a lot of fans, it's more so a popularity contest. I think the media and I think the players and the coaches, those are the elements I feel like deserve the voting privileges for sending players to the Pro Bowl, because I spend an ungodly amount of hours watching the All-22 around the National Football League, probably about 30 hours, I would say in a week in terms of how much I spend on it. I'm yelling at, at the thing, what are they doing? All the different camera angles. My girlfriend's telling me I need to go to bed. So, it's craziness. It's delusion. But yes, the Pro Bowl, it's a huge accomplishment. And Cameron, I just remember back when John Lynch and Champ Bailey were playing, the Pro Bowl, getting selected to a Pro Bowl was such a tremendous honor. There was so much prestige with being a Pro Bowl player. I felt as if in the last 5 years, that kind of prestige isn't there anymore when it comes to the Pro Bowl. I mean, it's an amazing testament to what players have done, but I felt like it has become such a popularity contest. It has become such a game in terms of becoming less about football and more about recreation. That's kind of been my issue with the Pro Bowl. But seeing Philip Lindsay and Von Miller getting selected, very, very huge. Von Miller, the Pro Bowl MVP last year, sealed the deal with the game-winning strip sack to help the team get the win. And DeMarcus Ware is going to be the captain for that side of the ball this year. And then you have Philip Lindsay getting in, first ever undrafted offensive rookie player to ever be drafted into the Pro Bowl. That is unbelievably huge for not only just Philip Lindsay, but for Denver Broncos.
Absolutely. And you really hit the nail on the head there as far as the Pro Bowl voting. It's one of the reasons that as a baseball fan too, myself, I have the biggest gripe with even the MLB All-Star Game, because there's a lot of guys that get voted in that honestly should not be in the All-Star Game or are less deserving than someone else. And therein lies why guys like, in particular, Bradley Chubb is garnering a potential snub because of that. But as far as Von Miller and in particular Philip Lindsay is concerned, those two players in particular, one would argue, are or have been the two best players for the Denver Broncos this season. And as we outlined in the Predominantly Orange article, or as I outlined in the Predominantly Orange article, just being elected to the Pro Bowl itself was confirmation enough that the rise of Philip Lindsay is real. And just whether or not that Philip Lindsay receives the Offensive Rookie of the Year award or not, I mean, obviously, it seems like it's going to be favoring Saquon Barkley or Baker Mayfield, but whether he has that in his future, Philip Lindsay from training camp to week 16 of an NFL season, he has put the Denver Broncos on his back as an undrafted rookie on offense, which not a lot of teams and not a lot of players can do entering the league. And to even make matters better, he's put the entire league on notice that he's this good. He's sure, he may be 5'8", but he is underrated. He's powerful in between the tackles. He can, you know, get it done in the passing game, which we haven't even seen yet, which, as we've said multiple times, is his best skill set. And it is just refreshing in that regard from the Pro Bowl to see fans reward a guy like that and get to the Pro Bowl and be the first undrafted rookie, offensive rookie, to be headed to the Pro Bowl.
Very, very big too. And Vance Joseph said it today in his press conference. I mean, coming into training camp, Philip Lindsay, he was the sixth running back on the depth chart. Sixth. And he worked his way. And I remember going to training camp. I remember being on the sideline, watching him in drills. And I remember watching him in the team periods up close. And I'm like, man, this guy is bouncy. This guy has a chance. You know, we all thought preliminary that Philip Lindsay was going to make the Broncos roster as a punt return, kick return guy. And initially he did. But however, in training camp, he started to prove to the Broncos coaches, hey look, I might be 5'8", but I am going to run hard. I'm going to make it hard on the defense. And when you have veteran players like Domantas Peko, Derek Wolfe, and Von Miller, and Brandon Marshall, and Chris Harris Jr., talking about an undrafted rookie in training camp that's making plays on them and saying, look, this guy's going to make the team. You know, that is pretty special. We've seen a lot from Philip Lindsay. Some Broncos alternates named to the Pro Bowl. Chris Harris Jr. snubbed in the right of being a starter. I mean, he's been phenomenal for the Broncos this year. He's been the number one cornerback, seen a lot of action, done a lot of great things. And you know, for him, he continues to be a guy that I think continues to get overlooked by a lot of people. Same thing with Derek Wolfe. He didn't even get, you know, mentioned in this category. But the alternate that, you know, another alternate is rookie Bradley Chubb, who I think will probably make it. I think some of these teams, some of these players that have players out here, obviously you got to hope, you know, maybe the Chiefs get a little bit of further in the playoffs, you know, just so Bradley Chubb has a chance to take D Ford's spot or so on and so forth. I think that would be an interesting thing. However, I don't want them to get to the Super Bowl, because then obviously, you know, we have to deal with that whole kind of the mess and the trash talking and all that craziness. So it's kind of bittersweet, but I do believe, I'm going to make a bold prediction. I'm going to predict that Bradley Chubb and Chris Harris Jr. both find a way to make it onto the Pro Bowl and play in that game. That's going to be a bold take here, but those are your alternates. Emmanuel Sanders named one as well. Obviously, he won't play. Achilles recovery as well. So tough road for Emmanuel Sanders ahead recovery-wise, but it opens up a lot of questions for next year. I think it's going to be a big year for Emmanuel Sanders and Chris Harris Jr. Coming off of those injuries. So it's going to be very, very huge. Coming up in just a second, we're going to talk about Bradley Roby's future in Denver. Is he going to stay or is he going to go elsewhere? We debate about it. We talk about it, and we're going to launch watch a poll question over at Locked On Broncos. But before we get into that, I got to tell you guys about our sponsor of tonight's show, and that is our good friends over there at DraftKings.
Next Monday, the Broncos have a huge showdown with the Oakland Raiders Monday Night Football, Christmas Eve. This single game will go a long way towards clearing up the playoff picture in the AFC, and it could go a long way for you to win huge cash prizes. Single game fantasy football is the newest way to play at DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football. If you've been thinking about trying DraftKings, now's the time. DraftKings has taken fantasy football from just 1 week to just one game, making it easier for you to draft your lineup. And all you have to do is draft six players from the Broncos-Raiders matchup on Monday night. You draft one captain and five other players. Your captain will earn 1.5 times the points. So go for value with Brandon McManus or for star power with Philip Lindsay as he looks to get back on track and hopefully get over 1,000 yards rushing. He just got announced to his first Pro Bowl. He's excited. So this might be a big game to make Philip Lindsay your captain. It's that simple. Six players from one game. Just stay under the salary cap and see how your team stacks up against the competition. But go to DraftKings.com or download the app right now and use promo code LOCKEDON to enter a single game fantasy football contest for free this week with your first deposit and compete for your share of over $1 million in total prizes. That's code locked on only at DraftKings, the game inside the game. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
All right, we're back to it. And really, I think there's some interesting talk. Because we look at this Broncos team, Cameron, that has been without, you know, Chris Harris Jr. the last couple of weeks. You could tell it has been a huge blow for him being gone. And really, I would say Bradley Roby has stepped up in a lot of ways. He stepped up in a lot of ways. Has this been his best career as an NFL player? No, I would say not by any means. It hasn't been the best or hasn't been ideal for what many of us have expected from Bradley Roby or even what Bradley Roby has expected of himself. But the question is, he will have, you know, he's going to have the option to go somewhere else next year. He wants to stay in Denver. He met with the media, said, I would like to stay in Denver. What is your thoughts, Broncos country, on Bradley Roby being back in Denver? Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, he gives up a lot of plays. He's not a number two cornerback. Maybe, maybe not. You know, maybe the Broncos will put a lot of emphasis on maybe bringing in a star veteran cornerback. I don't know. I got to take a look at who's available. We'll approach that as the offseason comes. But I feel as if Bradley Roby, if he returns to Denver and he returns for a cheaper rate, I'd say absolutely. I'm all for it. Bradley Roby has been phenomenal. He's been a huge part of this Broncos franchise, dating back to the Super Bowl run that they had in 2015. He's been a pivotal player. Players go through these ups and down peaks all the time in their careers. We see good players have really low years. We see them bounce back. It's the National Football League. You have an opportunity to get better. For me, being a defensive-minded guy, I look at Bradley Roby. He's had his struggles this year, but he's also had his fair share of making some plays and being great in coverage. I mean, that road game against the Chargers, Bradley Roby on Tyrell Williams was huge, and Tyrell Williams has been huge for the Chargers this year when teams have tried to really focus on Keenan Allen. Bradley Roby displays week in and week out. You know, what are you going to get? Are you going to get a consistent guy this week? Or are you going to get the guy that maybe tries to make a play, overly aggressive, doesn't make the play, and then loses his confidence? I like Bradley Roby. I want Bradley Roby to stay in Denver. Will he get a paycheck that I think is big as maybe he wanted? I don't think so, but obviously I think it'll be better than his rookie deal. He played, you know, he's essentially in his final year of his rookie deal. I think the Broncos will re-sign him. He's got a bright future. I think he can contribute because it could go either one or two ways, Cam, and I want your quick thoughts on this, but either Bradley Roby signs for less and stays in Denver, or he may go elsewhere and the Broncos invest fully in Isaac Yiadom and Brandon Langley. That's the kind of dilemma I see the Broncos dealing with is, do we go with Bradley Roby continually and still develop some of these younger guys we want to step up, or do we take the risk and throw our young guys into the fire and hope that they can play at the level that Chris Harris Jr. is playing?
I think that's a lot of questions that have to be asked of the Broncos organization, because you know that every single team and cornerbacks, you can never have too many defensive backs. You really can't. And I think with Bradley Roby, and I think with really maybe every player, when they first start out in their NFL careers with that particular team, they always have sights. I mean, unless it's something massive behind the scenes or what have you, they always want to finish their career out, or they always want to re-sign with that particular team. But I feel like in this particular case, with the amount of injuries that the Denver Broncos sustained and the amount of adversity that Bradley Roby certainly had to face down this particular stretch, is actually a great thing, because it's now affording himself to prove that he's the number one guy. He's maybe the heir apparent to a Chris Harris. If Chris Harris were to move on later down the line, and for that, I think that he certainly needs to weigh his options from the standpoint of, do I want to take maybe more money? Because as you alluded to, Bradley Roby is a very talented corner. He's a gambling corner, if we're being honest. I mean, he might be one of the better, I guess, gambling corners when he's been healthy and when he's been truly consistent. You know, the best trait certainly that you can find as far as cornerbacks is that their ball skills are just out of this earth. I mean, it's almost otherworldly. And Bradley Roby's that kind of guy. He makes game-changing plays when you least expect it. Twice against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was actually around the exact same field of a play as the playoff game, as the Steelers game was this year. So it's certainly there. The skill set, everything is there. And you certainly know that he's probably going to get enough on the market to go somewhere else. But it's up to the Denver Broncos if they want to pony up more or pony up to Bradley Roby to ensure that they can keep him here. Because you know for a fact they have other priorities with Matt Paradis and Jeff Heuerman in particular. So it just, as far as the pecking order and where they have it in their contract ranking, I should say, of people that are that should be re-signed, that will be telling. And if Bradley Roby and Matt Paradis are 1 and 2, or 1A and 1B, then I think we have a good inclination of where the Broncos can go as far as re-signing some of their free agents. And if it was me, I would re-sign Bradley Roby. I love Isaac Yiadom. I love what I've seen from him recently. But as we just said, you can never have enough cornerbacks. And I would much rather see a development of Bradley Roby to the point, especially with a potential, you know, just him grooming into that guy long term. So if it was me, I would sign Bradley Roby long term.
Yeah, and I'm leaning towards the same way. I think Bradley Roby has a lot to offer. Like you mentioned, he does make big plays. You know, we go back to the Kansas City game 2015. We go back to the Steelers game. You know, he finds ways. If he does have a rough game, he finds ways to redeem himself by making a play. And really, that's the National Football League. I mean, we've talked about just how NFL defenses this, you know, today, and the way the game is played is so different and altered. Is Bradley Roby a number two corner truly? I don't know. That's one thing I don't know. However, if Isaac Yiadom can develop, Brandon Langley can develop, or even Tremaine Brock, don't know what the Broncos' plans are with him just yet. If one of these guys can emerge as a solidified option, you can move Bradley Roby around essentially. You can play around with the Broncos' defense a little bit to suit the strengths of the players. And, you know, I think the Broncos have a lot of faith in Isaac Yiadom. They have a lot of faith in Brandon Langley. They have a lot of faith in, obviously, Chris Harris Jr. for the future. They, you know, the hope is that Chris Harris Jr. retires as a Denver Bronco. I think we all hope that. Now, can Bradley Roby continue to cement himself entering, you know, year 5 of his career? I think that's going to be a huge thing for the Broncos going forward. And then coming up in just a second, segment number 3, we're going to close out the show talking about which players offensively and defensively need to emerge and have a big game for the Broncos, especially on the road at the division rival Oakland Raiders. But before we get to that, I got to tell you guys about Action Heat Clothing. They are the best battery heated clothing on the market. With the touch of a button, you can receive heat on demand. Action Heat Clothing is safely engineered to deliver heat through heating panels, which are very similar to those that you find reclined, and car seats that have power heating. They also are powered by a rechargeable 5-volt lithium-ion battery that can last you up to 12 hours. And the holiday season is still close. You have some time. If you have a gift in mind, you want to get something for family or friends, you can keep them warm with Action Heat clothing. You can purchase them heated jackets, heated socks, gloves, hats, and even undergarments like long johns if they're out working in this cold. In Colorado, it's getting a lot colder. Wherever you're at in the world, if it's cold and you're a Broncos fan, Action Heat clothing is a really cool thing for you. I've got the heated socks. They keep me warm when I have to go out and walk my dog in the morning because I'm always up at 4 a.m. They keep me warm, and it gets me going throughout the day, you know, with a 5-volt lithium-ion battery. I'm telling you, being able to turn those socks on as soon as I get out of bed, or if the house is cold, I don't want to waste my heating bill, the socks are great. Action Heat clothing is great for you and yours. They're also available in both men and women's styles. And we have a special offer for listeners of the Locked On Broncos podcast network where you can just save 20% off of your order today by going to actionheat.com/lockedon. And when you find something that you like at checkout, just use promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your order today. Tell them Locked On Broncos sent you. We look forward to hearing about it as well. Send us your reviews. If you have Action Heat clothing, tell us what you like about them. I love the socks. I'm eager to hear what you guys have to say. Action Heat Clothing, the sponsor of Locked On Broncos podcast. All right, closing out the show here, we have our final segment of tonight's show, and we're going to go back and kind of go back and forth here, kind of pitching about which players for the Broncos need to step up both offensively and defensively. We're going to take a look at the offensive side of the ball first. So, Cam, let's waste no time here. When it comes to the Broncos being on offense, somebody that needs to emerge for me is going to have to be Matt LaCoste at tight end. Look, teams are finding a way. They're playing a lot of man coverage on the Broncos wide receivers. They're trying to get a guy like Deshaun Hamilton, Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton. They're trying to get guys like that to beat them. And really, the emphasis with Cortland Sutton, they're moving a safety over the top. We've seen Case Keenum go to the tight end more so the last couple of weeks. This needs to be a huge focus for the Broncos in this game. Matt LaCoste has emerged as a pretty darn good receiver for the Broncos, picking up extra yardage after the catch. I like what I've seen from Matt LaCoste. He's got to continue to do what he's doing, and he's got to emerge this Monday on the road at Oakland Coliseum as the Broncos take on the Raiders.
You know, it's interesting. Has Matt LaCoste asserted himself potentially as a number two tight end? I mean, we know and we saw the play of Jeff Heirman and him play probably the best he's ever been in a Denver Broncos uniform. But as we all know, with the Denver Broncos and evaluating the tight end, it's a revolving door. It is the never-ending musical chairs game. And the Denver Broncos have to find that guy Cody, being a high school coach, we use it all the time with quarterbacks, you know, a dual threat quarterback. Well, the Broncos have to find a way, if they can, to find a dual threat tight end, a guy that can block, a guy that can catch, or maybe even two tight ends, a guy that can block and potentially be that receiving tight end. And Matt LaCoste might actually be that guy. For me, I'm going to go and say that I think we might see a little bit of more of Cortland Sutton. And it sounds crazy because, you know, Sutton, you know, until the last game, he really hasn't seen those deep balls recently. And I think that over the course of the season and as the last few games certainly unfold, I certainly feel like Sutton, and being the end of the year, you want to finish strong as a player, and just the end of the season grind, you want to end on a great note. And I feel like for Cortland Sutton, he wants to put his stamp on this Denver Broncos roster that his future is the number one wide receiver potentially for the Denver Broncos. And I think that he can be that guy. We have obviously documented it at length about Cortland Sutton, but I would imagine that Sutton is going to emerge as potentially the number one guy down the stretch for the Broncos.
And that's going to be huge. Defensively for the Broncos, you have to find a way to deal with how dicey Derek Carr is. I mean, Derek Carr, he hasn't thrown an interception in his last nine games. We talked about that with your boy Q, host of Locked On Raiders, and he's playing pretty good football right now. The Raiders still, they're not winning games, but Derek Carr has the potential to change a game for the Raiders. And we've seen that. You know, they don't have a lot of star power, but they still have Jared Cook at tight end. The Broncos have to find a way to stop the tight end. And you know what? I don't think we saw a lot of him in that first matchup here. But a guy that I'm seeing that's going to emerge for the Broncos on Monday Night Football, we talked about it. He's going to break out a Grinch kind of celebration on a sack dance or an interception or if he makes a big play. And that's Will Parks. Will Parks is my guy to watch on Monday Night Football. He's more confident. He's gotten more reps week in and week out. His production level has increased, and the coaching staff has developed more and more faith in his ability to be out there on the field. We saw him in at the dime linebacker position. We saw him walked up blitzing. We saw him walked up showing he was blitzing, dropping back into coverage. He's been very beneficial for this Broncos defense, and they've relied a lot on him lately. I think this is a perfect game. Monday Night Football. Will Parks will be a big option to help cover Jared Cook, and I think he's going to have a big game. That is my bold prediction. I think he's going to have a big game. He's going to emerge as the guy that the Broncos need defensively to have a really big game in this matchup, and that is our good friend, Will Parks. He's always keeping it Will. Cam, who's your guy?
For me, you know, it's kind of interesting because he's had a very up and down year, and I felt like, you know, the Broncos brought him on because he had some familiarity a little bit with Vance Joseph and being with the San Francisco 49ers and whatnot, what have you, being that veteran guy in the secondary. I'm going to say that Tremaine Brock is going to be that defensive guy against the Oakland Raiders. And I think the last particular game, and I think we see it sometimes in spurts, in maybe every few games with Tremaine Brock, where that light switch gets turned on for Tremaine Brock, and he turns back into a 29-year-old corner, or just a young corner, I should say, turn into a young corner again. And I felt like with Brock last week, you know, he really did a really good job in the overall game plan. And I felt like maybe it just took a while for him to maybe get his feet under him during this season. But, you know, Brock might be potentially a guy that being signed to a 1-year deal, you certainly know that you're going to be a free agent again. So ultimately people will be vying for your services, maybe. And I think for him wanting to assert himself, be that number three corner, four corner, what have you, with the Broncos, and show true depth with the team and have them re-sign you, I think Tremaine Brock might end up being that guy.
Yeah, he gave up that 31-yard catch to Breshad Perriman for the touchdown. After that, he buckled it down defensively. He got it going. He's another guy I could see having a big game, and you know, he's going to see the likes of Seth Roberts and Jordy Nelson, depending on where they put those guys. And really, I think he's got a big job that, you know, you can't let any of these other guys kind of go off. And Seth Roberts has had a big couple of weeks for the Raiders as of late. So, you know, Tremaine Brock, I think he's gotten a lot more confident. I think the biggest thing for him, just going back to the training camp, has just been health, trying to stay healthy. And I think maybe this might be a goal for Tremaine Brock staying with the Broncos for next year is, can I stay healthy a full season and showcase what I could still do? To your testament, to make him essentially a 29-year-old quarterback once again. But that'll do it here for today's episode of Locked On Broncos podcast. Don't forget, we will have a post-game report Monday Night Football immediately following the Broncos-Raiders matchup on Christmas Eve. And also, I want to give a disclaimer that we will take Tuesday off. There will be no episode on Tuesday. Enjoy the Christmas holidays with your family. We'll be back on Wednesday and maybe for a Friday episode, but this week, obviously Christmas week, enjoy time with family, enjoy the gifts. Want to know what Broncos gifts you get, what Broncos stuff you get, you know, the gear, the gifts, whatever you have, send it to us at Lockdown Broncos, at Cody Rourke NFL, at Cameron Parker PO. We'd love to see it. We'll retweet it, we'll share it, and maybe we'll just have a little bit of a Christmas recap episode on Wednesday, and then maybe, I don't know, well, maybe we could get a guest in on Friday, but more so we're going to have the post-game report immediately following the game, and then we might have one episode the rest of the week that week, because it is a big holiday week. We'll want you you guys enjoy time with your family. But I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a heads up on that so you're not expecting anything, because obviously I want to spend time with my family. I want you guys to spend time with yours as well. It's going to be fun. And on behalf of Cameron Parker and myself, we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. We'll obviously probably wish you that again on the Monday night game. We hope the Broncos can come out on top and give us a stocking stuffer with a win. A good gift of that on Christmas would be a tremendous thing. And, you know, sending the Raiders fans home with coal in their stocking, that would be huge as well. But I'm your host, Cody Rourke, speaking for Cameron Parker. We'll see you then for the post-game report on the Locked On Broncos podcast.